On the show today, we have Best Innovation Group's very own John Best talking about their new CU Voice Registry for credit unions. Gotta check this one out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. John Best from Best Innovation Group. John, how are you?
I am wonderful. Just got back from Labor Day weekend, was hanging out in Steamboat Springs, A little tubing, a little out at the lake, a little shopping, just doing our thing, man. Right, it's a great life, and we're lucky to be living it.
That's right. And it looks like we are in the bowels of the Best Innovation Group laboratory behind you. You got all sorts of stuff going on behind you, John. It's like you're a busy dude.
Yeah, that's the actual bench. That's where I do a lot of the computer stuff and building and things like that. Yeah, this is actually my lab, believe it or not. Yeah,
very cool stuff. Oh, yeah, and speaking of cool things that you guys are innovating there at Best Innovation Group, you guys have just released the CU Voice Registry, and I found this quite fascinating. So for those out there who may not have heard about it, I'm sure there's just a few out there, but what exactly is CU Voice Registry, and why is it so important?
Well, so let's take a little trip in the time machine, okay? Okay. And so to do that, we got to get the little lines. Okay, flashback. It's 1997.
Okay.
Okay. And domain names, and you may remember this, it took a while for everyone to understand that domain names were unique. And I remember, and actually I just did a podcast whatever Brett calls his show, the live show, the Breaking Banks, but we just did one, and we were talking about the same subject, and they were talking about how difficult it was in the mid-90s to get banks to purchase their domain names. You know, Brett would show up and do his speaking or whatever and say, hey, by the way, you know, I looked it up, your name's available, you should buy it. And they were like, eh. And I can remember, believe it or not, in my first job at Suncoast in the Canadian space, I actually went out and bought their domain name.
Oh, wow.
And I turned it in as an expense. I said, here you go, I got this. And they went, what the heck is this? And I said, it's something you need. And they said, we don't think we need it. Hang on to it. But that was very early on that Tom Doherty took over and immediately said, no, I got it. We'll pay you for this. Well, price has gone up. But, you know, it turns out, back to the future. Okay, we're back. It would be cool if you could put a 70s hat on yourself and move back to the 90s. Actually, it'd be more disco.
The upside down flower.
It's the 90s. I think you got to go all grunge with dreadlocks now. Think about it, and like a plaid shirt. Try to get all Kurt Cobain with it.
But, I'll have to find one of those.
Rest his soul. But going back into now, we're seeing a similar thing with the invocation name. So let me explain what an invocation name is. If you say to Alexa or whatever you're calling it, Echo, Echo, open Suncoast Credit Union, then that Suncoast Credit Union is the invocation. That's how you open up your line of communication with that particular credit union.
Right.
Well, it turns out that it's kind of it's unique in a way that if, let's say there's if just an example, there are a lot of heritage credit unions. There are a lot of first credit unions.
First communities, first that type of stuff, yeah.
Right. And so it's going to have a similar problem on how to distinguish yourself, but it's actually kind of worse because now, first of all, in the domain, it could be as long as it wanted, and it could be an acronym. You just had to sort of advertise it.
Right.
Now you have to say it. Right. So if you're saying FPCU, Financial Partners, Nodders Credit, great credit union.
Indeed.
If you're saying FPCU, well, that could be, Financial Partners, or it could be First Peoples, or it could be a lot of different things.
And right.
So in the Google space, it has to be unique. There can only be one. In the Amazon space, they're saying you could have multiples, but the reality is if you're a bank, you don't want someone have someone else having that out there. It'd be like if I put let's say I put an app in the store called, Suncoast Credit Union, right? You don't want two apps because that confuses the customers or the members. So what we're advocating and what the CU Voice Registry does is real simple. You can go on the site, you can check your name, you can see what's out there, and then you can put up basically a voice website.
Okay.
Just like we did in the mid-90s, right? Once people figured out they had to stake their claim, immediately we saw at least informational websites going up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so that's what this is. It's basically just an informational. You could think of it as the website, which is always what? The predecessor to home banking,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Going up, and at least you can easily, just by putting your name in and filling out the information, you put your credit card in. It's not too expensive. It's somewhere, depending on your asset size, from $1,000 all the way up to $2,500. And you fill out some information, mm-hmm, and boom, you have a voice website on both Google Home, mm-hmm, and Amazon Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
That way, and that, because, you know, I don't know if you know this, but we're headed towards 36 billion voice devices.
Goodness.
Yeah, and wow, it's exponentially growing, and they're claiming by 2022 we'll see almost 52 billion. And talking to Brian Rommel, who is a voice expert, you know, he's a former advisor to Obama, though, you know, he's done lots of stuff. He thinks those numbers are low.
Hmm.
And so what we're seeing is, and the worry we have is, let's say that, you know, you come home, you unbox your shiny new Alexa,
mm-hmm,
you put it on the table, you and your wife gather around it to and the kids to worship it, and then you get the idea of, well, hey, let's see who's on here. And you go, hey, you know, hey, Alexa, open San Diego, you know, credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, yeah, I don't know who that is. To me, that's a lot like getting that first computer or getting on the web the first time and looking for your financial institution.
Searching for your community. Yeah.
Yeah. And the question I have is, how many times will someone go do that? You know, how many times will you try before you kind of go, eh, these people aren't with it.
Right.
And look somewhere else. And
exactly.
So, and again, this is not account access, so it's not going to give you any balances or anything. It's why it's so, we try to keep it really super cheap to make sure that people could get these, get
mm-hmm,
out there,
mm-hmm,
and that way. But you can get some really interesting information, because here's something that's exciting about this. So let's say that you went to a website, right, and you were looking for the routing number. Now, first, you got to get on your phone or PC, right?
Right.
Second is you got to get to the credit union site. If you're lucky, and a lot of them do this, which is great, maybe the routing number is right on the front page.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
But that's at least, what, like three steps for you. Now let's just say you have Alexa, and you go, Alexa,
what's the routing number for XYZ Credit Union? Yeah.
Or you say, you know, open SDDCU,
mm-hmm,
where's the nearest branch? Or, you know, what's the phone number for the call center? And that way you don't have to go digging through.
Right.
Or what's you know, it's much more of a horizontal menu system than mm-hmm, it is a hierarchical menu system.
Precisely,
so
yeah.
You don't have to dig. You don't have, the search is sort of done implicitly mm-hmm, with your voice.
Well, that's what I'm finding, because I have Apple CarPlay in my car, and mm-hmm, that's not, guy, you just hit the nail on the head, because I mean, I don't have to go search through all these menus to find stuff. I just go, hey, you know, Siri, play whatever, you know, or
right,
Siri, call my wife, you know, or Siri, you know, do this. Or I mean, I don't have to go through all these menus to find something. I just tell her or hit or whatever Siri is. And then it's just there. It's wonderful.
Or, you know, is the Walgreens open?
Yeah.
Or what time does...
What are the hours of Costco or something like that? Yeah.
Well, yeah, especially like on the Labor Day weekend when you're not sure. Like, hey, you know, yesterday I was like, you know, they could be closing early. I just don't know.
Right.
I wanted to go get some chemicals for my spa. And I was like, I wound up going to Ace. But I just wasn't sure. I just asked. You mm-hmm, know, now I asked Google Home, but same diff. And you're right. Now we're seeing Android Auto. And so the car is really one of the prime use cases we see, because we think that payments are headed in that direction as well.
Mm-hmm.
We think that voice payments are a thing. We think you'll be paying your babysitters. We think you'll be paying a lot of folks. We also think, and this is more Brian Rommel, but I agree with him, that we're going to see sort of everybody's going to have a personality and assistant that you get with, you know, that you'll sort of evolve over time. And that personality and that assistant and how it works with you is really going to be your secret sauce,
mm-hmm,
because it's going to be the personality of the organization. So for you, Siri is really the personality of Apple.
Sure.
Right.
Right.
Because, and as dumb as she is as dumb as Apple is, right?
That is true. She needs a lot of work sometimes.
I'm not saying she's dumb. I'm just saying, and as smart as she is as smart as Apple is to you.
Of course.
Right? So when you ask a question of her, if she answers it, you're like, oh, those Apple guys, they're pretty smart.
Right.
And when she doesn't, you go, idiot Apple guys, they don't know what they're doing, yeah, right?
Poor precisely.
Apple guys. Same thing will happen to the financial institution.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You will be judged by how well you execute this very important channel. As a matter of fact, they asked Mark Cuban just recently. I'll have to find this reference. I'll see if we can dig it up.
Yeah.
Actually, he was on Bradley's show, so we can find it. Bradley Metrock. I don't know if you've met Bradley Metrock.
No, I've heard of him, but I haven't known.
So we should talk about that. I will be at the Voice of Money. Can you edit that together? We'll do it at the end. You can ask me where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
And I can throw up some things.
Yep.
So coming back around, they asked Mark Cuban, hey, if you were starting over today, because you know how Mark Cuban made his money, right? You know how Mark Cuban became amazing was he said he challenged conventional knowledge, and he said, I think people are going to want to listen to the radio on the internet. And people said, you know, Mark, that's free. All you need is a radio. He went, nope, we're going to need this internet thing. And he pushed on it. He created a patent, and he became a bazillion. This is after he had already done very well for himself in personal computers.
Yep.
And so they asked him, what would you be doing right now? Where do you see the future? And he said, I'd be all in on voice. So we'll put a link to Bradley's show. It's called This Week in Voice.
Okay.
And he had Mark. He was a great get. He had Mark on. And Mark talked about why voice was the future and why it was so important.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to Bradley Rommel. He talks about it as well. So our whole purpose with this voice registry is to help the credit union industry get out there. Get out there and really – because the thing we're finding is, unlike mobile, this crosses geographic boundaries.
Oh, completely.
So,
completely.
Think about ADA for a minute. You know, like people who are blind, this is a fantastic resource. My mom, like I said, if Amazon would go to the bathroom for her, I'm not sure she'd ever get up again. Because it'll turn off and on the lights. It'll change the TV station. It'll talk to her. It'll tell her jokes. It'll play games.
Yeah.
It'll play all the music she likes.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot that it does. And we're finding that I think seniors are really attracted to this. And that's a growth space, which, by the way, it's like the holy grail, I believe, for the credit union industry, because we've been looking for a product that crosses those boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
We want something that will help us retain our very valuable members who are aging in that range. And then we want something that will also help us work with the millennials and the new mm-hmm. and the new generations that are coming up. I think we may have found it in voice. And so the whole point of CU Registry is to help these people easily get out there for mm-hmm. A very cost-effective price point that everybody can afford that will allow them to have this out there and at least sort of get in the game, you know, and if it is that they want to transition that to basically almost like a voice home banking website,
sure.
which is what Five is,
sure.
We're happy to take what they've done and with this and put it towards that. And so we'll be able to take the, you know, if they buy that and then within a certain amount of period of time, I think it's a year, they want to transition to our Five product, whatever they put into that, we will put it towards the full-blown home banking version.
Right on. And it sounds like this is it's another channel to be recognized in. It's recognition. Yeah, there's recognition on online, what we're doing right now. There's recognition on the mobile. There's recognition in the voice space.
And payments. Another good example was payments.
Yeah.
I thought the Cranes did a great job of jumping on Apple Pay.
Yeah.
You know, and
yep.
I use that crap all the time.
Yeah,
now.
Me too.
I find myself using it more and more. It's been a slow roll.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm a Google Pay guy, but I use it a ton.
Yeah,
and
me too.
So I think that this follows that same mentality. We need to get lots of folks out there, really permeate the space with that, and then grow it into that next future. And that's what we hope. We hope that we built a ladder into this technology that everybody could take advantage of, that won't break the bank, won't cost a lot of resources. You're
mm-hmm.
not going to need project managers or all this other stuff. You basically go on the website, click a few buttons, put in a way to pay, and we do the rest. Next thing you know, you're out there.
Okay. And so having said that, where can credit unions go to access CU Voice Registry. CUVoiceRegistry.com or?
CUVoiceRegistry.com. All right, there exactly. We go. You just go straight to CUVoiceRegistry.com.
And then sign
you
up.
You can also find it from big-vidtech.com.
Okay.
I also believe that we've worked with you to put some ads out on CU Broadcast.
Indeed.
It's that important to us. So we'll definitely be advertising around. But and then if you're if you're interested and struggling or have questions, you can always reach out to me at JBFintech on Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn, or you can just reach out to Mike, and Mike will find me.
That's right. We'll track you down.
One way or another.
That drone behind you is very impressive.
Oh, you like the big one there? Yeah, it's not going to build itself.
That looks like one of the crabs they catch on Deadliest Catch. So
Yeah. Well, you need the blood from this to live. So.
That's right.
But this is my Hex that I've been working on.
That is amazing.
And so he's a big, big guy. Chop your finger off kind of guy, but yeah, this is probably your thumbnail for the thing, because how could you not use this picture right here as your thumbnail for the broadcast?
That's it
So that's why I picked it up for you, because I'm your
thank
friend.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, and then you can use that to go pick up your Domino's pizza instead of them delivering it to you.
No, I got a different plan for that, which is they're going to fly a pizza oven.
Oh!
And then I want to turn the pizza boxes into actual drones.
Oh, okay. Good idea.
And so it's just super cheap drones that it flies over the top of you. The box just lands and you got pizza.
Kind of like that movie Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Very much like that.
Okay,
That's where I get all my ideas is from.
I do.
From that movie, actually, yes. Specifically.
It's
and the second
movie.
One, which was really good as well.
I didn't see the second one. Where are you going to be next? Because you're always bouncing around out there on the speaking circuit. So where are you going to be?
So I'll be in your neck of the woods.
Oh.
Well, first I'll be out in Chicago at CUNA Tech.
I'll be there as well. Yep,
we'll see each other there.
Yes, sir.
And then I will be going to SDC, which is the Sebatar Education Conference, where I will do a really fantastic panel. I'm very excited about on open banking for Sebatar with their CEO group, which is really cool. And then I'll stick around. I'm actually going to go to Jim Stickley's event at the House of Blues. And I got something special planned for the talent show. You don't want to miss that. Following that, I have voiceof.money. So it's voiceof.money coming up, which is in I want to say it's in October. It might be November. I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
Let me look it up real fast. But it's I'm keynoting the voice of money, basically.
Well done.
Which is a really cool it's Tuesday, October 29th. So it's voiceofmoney.com. Really looking forward to this. It's kind of going to be the money 2020 of
a voice.
A voice. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's really going to change, I think, the game for everyone in regards to how we think about this, because it's growing so exponentially. It's hard to even miss.
Mm-hmm.
Go anywhere and, look around and you're going to find, I was just at a hotel where they started putting Alexas in the room.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yep. Christy and I went on this RV trip. She loves Alexa so much, I bought a Alexa thing for the car. And she likes being able to, just ask it questions. And I mean, it's valuable in that resource. And once you get used to how it works, that's the other thing is, we're seeing, I think, sort of the Android / iOS mobile explosion, but this time with Google Home and Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things our system does is I wanted to avoid the problem we had before where we're sort of putting out things on one side and then trying to keep up on the other. So you've got an iOS app and you've got an Android app, and sometimes this one's lagging or this one's lagging in features. Our platform is designed to make it all the same,
awesome.
No matter what.
Awesome.
So you'll always be up to date in both channels. It'll always be the same.
You are platform agnostic, sir.
Yes, we are. We're what is it? Homogeneous platforming.
Homogeneous. Wow, that's going back to science class.
I'm not sure that's a good word for that. I think it's the right word.
No. All right, John. Well, thanks again for the time. Always an adventure. So keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you having me on.
You are welcome. You are welcome.